Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom, always a pleasure, sir. While we were waiting for again on this topic, that a number of schools now, when there is a weather matter, okay, when kids and teachers cannot get to school, that through various Google Chromebooks, that they are still teaching, right? So let's say it's in our state, obviously it's horrible winter, something's taking place. Do you think the kids should still have to pay attention to the computer, or do you think they get the day off, sled, watch TV? Where are you at on this one?
I think it's great. They're already paying attention to the computer all day. They might as well keep doing it.
Yeah, right? I mean, you're probably not going to do it all day, but
no.
Give them a couple hours and then go out, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's great.
You know?
I think it's great.
I think there's a way to go.
And just remember, Chad, you and I, we walk both ways to school.
Correct.
Uphill and 20 below weather. And,
correct.
You know.
And then we worked together, controlled data. We made 40 cents for the whole summer. We were working that hard when we were out there.
I'm not even going to go there. Those are great memories. Boy, that set us off on an amazing career.
And we should probably keep most of the details of that job on the on the down low, as they say.
What a great job.
Yeah.
It was a great summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I appreciate that you're available to me to talk, but let me ask you this. Shouldn't Congress be in session today?
You know, that's a great point, Chad. Look, I don't control the calendar, and this was the end of last week. I think we should have been a lot more aggressive, all right? We should have been more aggressive immediately after the election, Republicans and Democrats alike, in trying to get some major things done before the end of the year, like the tax extender bill with some issues that I'll tell you one that I was working on. The tax bill had an unintended consequence for our RV dealers across Minnesota and across the country, because it didn't, for tax purposes, it didn't treat trailers the same way it treated over-the-road vehicles, right? They didn't get the same tax treatment. So it's something we're trying to get fixed. Well, I think we should have been working really hard to get those details done before the end of the 115th Congress. The spending stuff is all done. There are seven appropriations bills that are done, with the exception of one major sticking point coming from the White House, which is the president wants his funding for the border security that, you know, that's kind of caught up in political rhetoric right now, and I don't know how it's going to end come the end of the week. But the answer to your short question is, if I would have been the one making these decisions with our friends across the aisle, I think we would have pushed a little bit harder to do some of these things right after the election.
Okay, let's talk about the wall, because the White House has changed their view for the day, saying Sarah Sanders said early in the day during a briefing that they are looking at all agencies available trying to come up with the money. Now, nobody wants a government shutdown. I understand that. I think there's very little wiggle room so far from the Democrats. Paul Ryan and others have said they're not certain they have the votes in the House right now when it's strictly on the $5 billion for the wall. Does this pass the Tom Emmer test that the White House is now looking for $5 million on its own to fund the wall?
And I'm sorry, you can't see me smiling as you're going through it when you said the White House has changed its position today. First off, you're going to have to point me to where Paul Ryan said that. We do have the votes in the House to pass it. This has been the argument that has been raised by the Democrat leaders over the past week. The votes are there in the House. The question really is the Senate. But let's get to this real give and take. First off, I don't believe there is a Democrat out there that is not as supportive in border security as I am or as a Republican is. This whole thing is taken on a life of its own because of the personalities that are involved. Ask yourself, Chad, what is the leverage the White House has, really? I know they're trying to create the idea that they have leverage, but you could have a quote-unquote shutdown, but it isn't even a real shutdown because two-thirds plus, maybe even three-quarters of the government will continue to run to operate because it's already been funded. And you've got a White House that then can determine with the rest of it who qualifies as a quote-unquote essential employee. So this idea that we're calling it a shutdown, it's really not a shutdown. Second, okay, the most you could do, and this really isn't leverage as I understand it, is you can say, I'm not going to do these bills. All right, you're all going to have to wait here until the end of the year. You stay in Washington over Christmas. We'll take you right to New Year's. Guess what? A new Congress is sworn in on January 3rd, and it's all for naught anyway. So, I mean, this is all a lot of political theater, and it's not even really good political theater on both sides of the aisle as far as I'm concerned. You got seven bills that are done. You all agree on quote-unquote border security. You may not agree on exactly how you want to get it done. But this isn't helping anything as usual. We need to just sit down and have the discussion and get it concluded.
So it doesn't matter if it's the Democrats or the Republicans. It's not like everybody is going to agree. And there are times when you could have a Democrat as the president, and he may not always agree with the Democrats other than the Senate or House. But isn't this one, I think you kind of explained a little bit, where the White House and Republican leaders really aren't on the same page. And if there would have been more coordination between the two, this would have been handled sooner and maybe sets us up for the possibility of the hopefulness of a greater immigration bill. But as you just laid out, if the president and Ryan and McCarthy and McConnell and others were talking, they would be telling the president, this isn't worth fighting over right now.
Well, I don't know that they can do that because the president would be saying, you told me months ago that we were going to get this done and you haven't gotten it done. I think this is regardless of how you feel about the personality. And I think Midwesterners can have a difference of opinion on that. Really, he's simply making this statement at the end that this is a promise I made. This is a promise that we're going to keep. The Republicans, again, this is on both sides of the aisle. Let's not forget that the leadership on the Democrat side of the aisle made a decision more than a year ago as they were leading into this most recent midterm. They weren't going to help with anything. They were just going to say no to all of these initiatives because it worked for the Republicans oh so many years ago.
Right.
Maybe it'll work for the Democrats. Well, it did. They won the majority in the House. They did not have the same success in the Senate. So here we are. We have a divided government, which is exactly what our founders set up. And what is missing today, and it is a humble opinion, humility is a good thing, and I've earned all of mine. We need leadership, and not just from the White House saying this is what we want, but we need leadership from people on both sides of the aisle in the House and the Senate saying, okay, look, we said we were going to get this done. Let's quit playing games with your statistics show this, our statistics show that. Everybody agrees that, I shouldn't say everybody. There are a small few that would tell you that borders don't matter. I believe borders are important, and I believe making sure that this country is secure so that you know who is entering and you know that the ones that are entering are coming here for the right reasons. I think that's very important, and I don't think that's a Republican or Democrat thing, and that's the discussion that has to be had.
We have just a couple minutes left. Let me ask you about, we had a judicial ruling over the weekend that puts the long-term future of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, in jeopardy on tying the mandate and whether without the mandate it makes the whole bill crumble and it doesn't hold up. The president supported that. He was very excited. I've not heard those same comments from any Republicans. Is this the way you want health care and changes with health care to go, basically saying the entire Affordable Care Act should be ended?
Yeah, well, for me, Chad, zero-sum politics is not the way to do things. You know, one person wins means another person loses. We need to make sure everybody's winning. And let's make sure that everybody's clear. Regardless of the judge's ruling last week, the Affordable Care Act, its future was already tenuous at best. This thing has been failing since it was enacted for lots of different reasons. And I know the politicos and the elite folks want to point fingers at one side or another. It's your fault. It's their fault. The bottom line is people tried to enact something that they thought would solve a problem. And that's a problem that we really didn't face in Minnesota like they did in some other places. You know, when this thing was passed, 94% of Minnesotans had access to health care coverage. And, you know, the 6% that weren't covered at the time, most had access to a program if they wanted to access it. This decision the other night, quite frankly, I hope it lights a fire under both Republicans and Democrats at the federal level to once and for all stop playing games with words and get the darn thing fixed. That's the bottom line is, you know, we can talk about this all day long. We've been doing it for years now. Let's get the solution to the problem, and then we don't have to worry about court rulings. So I think the bigger thing is when I got elected, we had a third of the counties across this country didn't have a choice for health care, and it was jumping to two-thirds within the last couple of years. So this thing wasn't working, and we weren't working together to get the thing fixed. And maybe this ruling now on Friday night, maybe this will be the spark that lights the fire that gets this thing finally moving towards some type of resolution with a solution that benefits the majority of America.
I have to jump in, sir. Let's do this. Let's set up an extended visit. We can get to many issues, and I appreciate you coming on.
Hey, I love it. Thanks. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All that stuff.
Same to you also, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.